Geographical linguistics. Now our topic is geographical linguistics, language in relation to space. Diachronic linguistics is Saussure's term for language in relation to time, and it will come in again here. Saussure says that the diversity of languages in space is easier to think about than the diversity of languages in time, but you can be the judge of that for yourself. He starts his lessons on geographical linguistics by talking about tendencies. The tendency to think of language as a local custom. The tendency to assume the superiority of our own language. The tendency to look for similarities in languages once differences have been established. He also talks about an impossibility. The impossibility of ever finding out whether all languages came from one.There has been too much language change to get an answer to this question. But this doesn't keep the linguist from comparing languages, those that are very different from each other, as well as those that are similar. Three things can happen when different languages come together in the same territory. They get mixed together like the ingredients of a cake or a stew. This is what happened to English after the Norman Conquest, 1066 and all that.English absorbed elements of the language of the conquering French. They each get used in their own separate piece of the territory, which is the case for French and German in Saussure's birthplace, Switzerland. They coexist without getting mixed together. In the Basque region of the Pyrenees Mountains between France and Spain, French, Spanish, and Basque are spoken.At the time of the Roman Empire, languages coexisted this way all around the Mediterranean.